22 minutes to 8, time now for us to continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hijr. So, we're discussing what transpired with Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ The people of the city came rejoicing. They saw these handsome young boys and they thought to themselves, right, we can now enjoy ourselves. Lut alayhi salam pleaded with them. قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْتَحُونَ He said, these people are my guests. Do not disgrace me. Because disgracing the guests means you're disgracing the host. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُغْزُونَ Fear Allah and do not put me to shame. How does it look that my own people don't want to listen to me and I'm the seedy and I'm the elder in the community and my own guests are not protected? قَالُوا أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ They said, did we not forbid you from defending the world? Look at the audacity of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. They now turned it on Nuh alayhi salam. They said, no, hold on. We told you not to give protection to guests, not to entertain guests, to leave them to our devices. So he said, yes, you told me, but that doesn't make it right. It's wrong what you do. قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ These are my daughters present if you want to do anything. Meaning your wives are like my daughters. There's a halal, permissible avenue that Almighty Allah has made halal for you to fulfill your desires. Do it there. Then the verse with which we concluded yesterday, verse 72, لَعَمْرُكْ By your life. إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ They are intoxicated in their mischief. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is taking an oath on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As far as man is concerned, it is only permissible for us to take an oath on Allah. Wallah, billah. We only take an oath on Allah because we are the creation and Allah is the creator. But Allah being the creator can take an oath on anyone or anything. And Allah generally takes an oath on that which is of importance. But the greatest life which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no other life by which Allah takes an oath. Allah only takes an oath on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'amruk by your life. Allah has not created any life more noble and more honorable than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you've got different types of oaths, which we won't discuss at this time to keep it brief. إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ They are intoxicated in their mischief, meaning they've become totally blind. They've been getting away with it for so long. They've got so much of power and control that they've become intoxicated. They're worshipping the desires that they've concocted in their hearts and minds. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِكِينَ Then an awful cry seized them at the time of sunrise. So remember the word musbihin, morning was mentioned a few verses back, now mushriqin. And I think that what is meant here is that, like I explained, it started at dawn and it was done and dusted, so to speak, by sunrise. So Allah talks about an awful cry, sayha. Some scholars say that, like Ibn Jurayj, that every punishment in which a nation was destroyed, it is referred to as sayha or sa'iqa. An awful cry or a thunderbolt. If you look at the different verses pertaining to what happened to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people in different junctures in the Quran, we can surmise that three things happened. There was the scream, that there was the raining down of stones. The stones were made of clay and then they were baked until they were hard. And then there was the overturning of the entire city. Where we had discussed this in greater detail when these verses came, a few Jews prior to this. I think in Surah Hud, that's where we discussed it in detail, or Surah Araf, I can't remember now. But Jibreel alayhi salam had lifted the entire city, and they'd been lifted right up to the heavens, where you could hear the barking of the dogs and the noises of the animals, and they would turn upside down and smash back to earth. And the locality, it is believed by the scholars, is where the Dead Sea is today. And the scholars have written that this destroyed city is actually under the Dead Sea. And that's why the Dead Sea is known as the Dead Sea. Nothing grows there and, it's pretty much dead. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes reference to this. فَجْعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ We then turned the town upside down and we rained upon them rocks of limestone. And I explained, rocks that were made of clay and then baked and made hard. And there's different details that we have discussed in the past. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concludes by saying, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatin lil mutawassimin." Surely in this are signs for those who are deliberate. Now, who are the mutawassimin, and what lessons and what signs should they have taken from this? We will discuss this tomorrow, inshallah, and then at the same time conclude the story in the ruku, the story of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people, and the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Hijr. Then we've got only one ruku left of this surah.